initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Session
12, The Flow, a Training Manual. Learn how to share the spiritual chart with others. You know my hardest part of trying to learn to eat in Simba.
I
don't know how you do it. You know, you put your hands in there. Now when I do it, put my hands in there, and my fingers are hot. My fingers are burning. I have to put it back down. Your fingers must have a lot of training. During this last session, session
12,
we've been going through, this is a long series, initiating spiritual growth in the church.
About
how the river of spirit, the spirit of life, comes and pours through our lives. I just want to do a little more training. I'm just going to show you a simple thing, show you what I'm doing, and then I'm going to do it with my brother.
Yeah.
And we're not
going
to use 30 minutes, but basically, this is how you can introduce the flow to somebody
else.
And by doing it, you can very help the believer, another believer, understand where he is or she in their spiritual life.
So now,
that's powerful enough. Because most people don't think about spiritual growth as something tangible, understandable. We're also going to awaken and strengthen the believer's need to grow. And we're going to identify at least one way that believer can grow. So I have four terms on the right here. They're information, interest, introduction, identification.
Okay,
and we're just going to use a scene like we meet at a bus stop.
Something.
And we're going to pretend we're complete strangers. And so the first 5 minutes is just going to learn some things about each other.
Okay. The
second thing is we're going to try to create some interest that they want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And The third one is we're going to actually teach or introduce the content of the flow.
그리고 하나가 the donuts and manage 것을 관리라 고품질사.
And lastly, we'll just help them identify which three circles they are in.
그리고 정말이자 뜻한테서 뭐 하면요. 그다 지워 그리고 이 아니 레플레이트 뭐 레플레이트 하자.
And try to help them identify one area, one way that they could grow.
그러니까
okay? And so we'll just assume that you'll be a new believer.
내가 띵고 얘기해서 우리 음성가요 아까 문도 제가 간다 무슨
Now the interest here
그러니까 지라고라고 하고 자고 니까더라고 그러니까 지금
is what you want to do is use questions strategic questions
그러면은 마지막에 우리 문자 칼렌딩자를 내네요 bamafuneka umufunsa mafunso omuthandiza ukuziganiza motero
I'm talking to another believer
and bodi kulangula ndimbalewina
questions like this
mafunso ngatyawa
how can a person be a believer so long and yet not strong in their faith
kodi zimatheka banje kuti munthu akhoza kukhala mukhristu okhulupirira zakaza mbiri koma chikhupiro chawo chikadali chofoka
can you answer that now
kodi kukhoza kuyankha funso imeneli
yeah you know the answer right
mukudziwa kulawe
Think through the flow.
Benizilani chi dagamu chi tane patsaji.
God intends a growth, but they got stopped somewhere because people aren't training them.
Kuti Mungu amafuna munthu azikula koma pamakhazina zotsamwitsa mukati mwandime.
Why is the church so dead sometimes?
Tfazani ndezina mpingo maneka ngati chimtembo chakufa.
Why do new believers seem more eager than older believers?
Tfazani munthu amene wangotembenuka mtima kumene. Ameneka wamajawi wachangu kupambana a Christian onse
or someone that just doesn't do you know how a believer grows?
Kodi mumadziwa mene okhulupirira makulira.
Now we have learned how to answer those questions.
Ifezulta kunzira mene tikhoza kuyankhira mafunzo amenewa.
This becomes a overall view but it helps us answer a lot of those spiritual life questions.
Sona zimene zizangu kanga tichoti patsa tunzi chamene zimakhalira koma ngoti tandize kuti khoza kuyankha funso lili yonse.
So what we're going to be doing through this time?
Legitimate is it and how you know?
I'm first going to do a little role play.
Tipanga katika sewero pangono.
We're going to see I don't know if someone else wants to do it out there.
Sindi jonga do na so khoza kufuna kuti apange nawo.
You don't have to do it in English. You can just have two people come and do one.
Sikuti mukhoza kukakamizidwa kulangula mchingezi. Koma ndawira khoza kupemphera kuti abwere kuno kutsogolo kulangulana mtichewa.
We'll see if there's any volunteers.
Ndibonga ti anthu akhoza kudzipereka kuti apange so timasero totero. Ndilandiridwa.
We'll have some time for question and answers.
And there's never makam kufusa fusa ndikuranga mayango
and perhaps some times for comments how God's been working in your life.
Koma so ndizina pamango khala kufotokozera kwamene Mulungu akhala ali kuchitira moyo wathu.
At the end we'll have a form we'll pass out to you.
Ndipo kumapito kwake palika pepala kamene tikupatseni aliyense wainu
and that's just to try to follow up your interest in how God's working that you might want our support.
Chimene kapepala kamene kukafune chakuti mulembapo mene mukonera inuyo kuti uchidwi chanu chamtundu wanji kapena pali madera amene mufuna kuti tikhoza kuthandizana pamodzi mutumiko wathu.
Well, we better start with a word of prayer.
Ndiye choyamba tipemphera.
Oh Lord, we thank you so much.
Ambuye tikuyamikani kwambiri.
We thank you for the way you're working in our lives.
Tikuyamikani fasha mmene mukugwira ntchito mbiri.
Oh Lord, cause us to grow more.
Ambuye tikonzeni kuti tikhoza kukulabe.
Help us Lord to grow and know you.
Tithandizeni tikule ndikupitilira kukudziwani.
Now we pray that you use this time Lord to help us to fully understand how we can use this material.
Ndipo Ambuye tikupemphera kuti mthawi mutithandize kuti patsa chidziwitso kuti kodi matiriyo awa tikhoze kugwitsa ntchito bwanji.
Not only to grow but to help others grow.
Wasati kungoti feo patoka tikule komanso kuti anthu ena athandizidwe kuti akule moyo wawo wauzimu.
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Mudzina la Yesu tapemphera.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're both at the bus stop and I say, oh, no, you better say English. Okay. And sorry if you don't understand. Hopefully most of you. Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Good. I haven't seen you around here.
been out for some time, you know.
Hey, my name's Paul.
I'm Roderick.
Roderick!
Yes.
Wow, it's so great to meet you.
Great to meet you too.
So you do live around this area?
Not actually, I just come out here for some, you know, this one. You know.
Your family out here or?
Not really.
No? Just maybe friends.
Just you know.
It's nice around here.
You know, sometimes you have to enjoy life.
Yeah, well that's great. That's great. I'm so glad I can meet you.
I'm also very happy to see you.
Ah, you enjoying things around?
I do.
Ah, that's wonderful.
Good.
Yeah. Yes. You know, I just been to a seminar.
Seminar?
Yeah. Wow. Someone was teaching me about something. I never knew the answer before.
Was it European Union?
No. It wasn't one of those. This is totally different.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever been to a church?
I can't really remember when.
Oh, you can't.
But I think when I was a kid, you know, I was baptized. So, yeah, I'm a Christian.
Oh, hey, I'm a Christian too. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah. That's wonderful. You know, I go to that church down. I don't know if you know that church. It's down and down the road there.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah. I've been going there for several years now.
Oh,
God's been working in my life.
Okay.
I don't know, you know, have you ever gone to church yourself?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
We
have some time.
Yeah. But you know, someone was telling me about how I could grow as a Christian.
You mean growing as a Christian?
Yeah, somehow. It's kind of hard to say, but you know how a plant grows?
Yeah, I've seen some maize in my garden.
You know, it starts small.
Uh-huh.
It grows up.
Yeah.
And when you plant it,
uh-huh,
you want it to grow big.
Okay.
When God makes us a Christian, He wants us to grow big.
So, you mean you can grow?
Yeah, just like a plant.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, this teacher, he was given a different understanding. I never had that before.
Is it during the seminar?
Yeah, that whatever that seminar is.
Okay.
But it was, and I just never knew why this, you know, sometimes there's some people in a church, but they don't really seem eager.
Hmm.
Yeah, and so they're not eager. I'm kind of excited, but then I look at their faces and, you know, I'm not so excited either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever had an experience like that.
Yeah, maybe that's where I am. I think that's where I am.
Yeah. Do you have a few minutes? I know, maybe, I don't know. You have a few minutes I can share with you?
Yeah, especially the growing part, you know?
The growing part? Well, that's what it's all about. That's what I was learning.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
I wouldn't mind.
Do you know that there's a... Here, let me just show you. I'm going to draw three circles.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
There's a note.
Okay.
Okay. And we all start at that circle here.
The first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says that when you grow spiritually, you can't see that. But it's just like a family.
Mm-hmm.
You start like a baby.
Okay.
And so, new believer, you start like a baby.
Okay.
And so you're like part of the first circle.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not supposed to stop there. I mean, of course, right? The baby, your mom cares for you. We don't want to stay there forever.
No.
But spiritually, it's the same thing.
Okay.
And then you see you grow to be a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grow up to be full, you know, like a daddy.
Okay.
I was just so challenged by that.
Wow.
Because I realized, whoa, I've been down here. I never grew.
On the first one?
Yeah. Well, maybe between the first and the second.
Okay.
Now, the first one, you see, is when, you know, pastor feeds you, he teaches you, he says, yeah, it's good.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you just stay like that. You don't read God's word. Maybe you don't pray too much on your own.
Uh-huh.
And you stay there. You just don't know you're supposed to grow up. Anyways, I was like that. And I just began to understand that he says, whoa, you're supposed to move.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. How do you grow? How do you go from here to over there? And one of the things is very interesting. Because, you know, when you're a baby, mm-hmm, you know, your mom takes care of you. But when you grow,
yes,
you start wanting to eat, you want to run.
Uh-huh.
Ah, very interesting to me. I said, well, what does it mean?
Because, and he says, you know, the eating is like reading God's word.
Okay.
You have a Bible? Like the Bible, God's word.
Yeah, sometimes ago my father gave me one, but I can't remember where I put it.
Oh, that's good. Well, you didn't need to find it, yeah.
Okay.
Because if you start reading it, then God begins to kind of feed us and make us strong.
Wow.
But I'm supposed to do it.
You mean the same God of heaven?
Yeah.
Feeding someone like me?
Yeah. Because he says he really cares for us. So he says if we eat God's word, you know, then we grow spiritually inside. And the reason is because sometimes we don't really have a strong faith.
Hmm.
And when we read God's word, we begin to say, wow, that's what God is like. That's what he wants to do in me.
Hmm.
Anyways, I'm so excited.
I'm also happy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you want to grow.
Yeah, you can grow.
Actually, I don't even know whether I belong to the first one or the second one.
Oh, really? Really? Well, you know.
That is sometimes I go to church.
Do you think we could meet sometime? I'd love to talk with you, and we could maybe read together or pray together.
If that can grow, then I don't mind.
Yeah, I think so, because I want to grow too. Because.
I thought you already grew.
No. Between one and two there somewhere.
Okay.
I'm still struggling. He said two was like when you're struggling with some problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got some of those problems. And I'm trying to work on them.
Okay.
And he kind of gave me some ideas, but, you know, it takes me a little some time. But if we could meet together, I think, you know, we could really grow together.
So when will you get there?
You know, after Thursday this week, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, do you have a cell phone?
I do.
Okay, well,
it's a long time, but anyway, because of your availability, my meeting on Thursday.
Okay, all right. Where's a good place?
Maybe at People View.
People View. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll even buy you a Coke. Thing.
Wow! Yeah!
That's great.
Oh, good.
Okay, I gotta go now. I'm sorry.
Awesome.
But hey, it's been great to meet you.
I'm looking forward.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Hey.
Bye. Hey. Bye. Thank you.
I don't like doing that.
But, you know, it's as simple as three circles on the ground. Being honest how God's helping you grow. And then trying to find that interest, you know, to say, hey, you know, do you have some interest? You don't want to teach if people aren't interested. But if you can get them interested. Yeah. And he caught me on one thing I missed. I shouldn't use seminar, but I should have first seen if he was a believer and how aware he was of what happens in the church. So that's pretty simple. And then, you know, I can start meeting with him. It might not work out that way. But, you know, he's beginning to think, well, where do I fit? What do they mean? And so, perhaps he will show up at Hippo Lodge Hotel. And we have a coat together. Because something's happening. You know, there's some interest. Of course, he might not have been a believer, and he still might not, and we just want to talk more on that level. Now, do you all understand what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. At least maybe those who understand English. I didn't know if are there any volunteers who like to do it in English or Chichewa.
We need
two at least. I know you can really dance and sing. I figure you can do this a lot easier than I can. Okay, so what we want to do, come on, do you have another partner? Okay, so so what we're trying to do is, can we make it so that both are believers? And then you just share simply how you were growing, okay? Something about the three circles. Okay?
Cool.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm
going to Amen.
Thank you so much. You know, we want to take the truth that we've been learning and start growth in others. That's what it means. Initiate spiritual growth in the church.
kukula kwa moyo wa uzimu mumpingo.
And you?
Muntu kwaweza.
And others in your church?
Komaso ena mumpingo.
And others you might meet.
Komaso ena mene mukoza kumana nao.
We know how God wants to help him grow.
Tikudziwa mene Mulungu amafuna kuatandizira kuti akure.
And if we're not sure they're a believer, then we just talk to them about the salvation.
Ndibonga kuti tikuona kuti mwina so kurupirira tiendze kambe nawo za chipulumutso.
Does anyone have any questions regarding this? Or the seminar as a whole?
Kapena china jijonsi chimeta khala chikukambirana pa mapunziro awa.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. And in terms of why doesn't God just forgive people? I think earlier we shared from 1 John 1:5 that God is light. There's no darkness in him whatsoever. And so God's going as a judge has to judge sin. He can't just forgive. Over by that usually we mean overlook or just forget about it. He cannot overlook. He can put off judgment, but he cannot overlook it. And so even with Adam and Eve,
you
talk about first time, they were tricked by the evil one, they were judged. Yeah. So God has to judge. But fortunately in Jesus, all that judgment is taken upon him.
Yes, Christu, adanyamira chilango chonse chimene chinene kugapa ife pamene adatenga machimo ake.
We believe in him, he'll take away that sin. That's why we have to go through Jesus. That's why we have this process.
Chono ifeo tikamukhulukira iye, tikamukhulupirira iye, amati kumukira ndipo amanyamula zothona zathu zonse chifachake popita kwa Mulungu tiende kudzera mwa Yesu.
Colossians 1:28-29. It's a wonderful summary of all we're learning.
Colossians 1:28-29.
And we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ. And for this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me.
Amene timlalikira ife, ndikuchenjeza munthu aliyense. Ndikufunzitsa munthu aliyense mu nzeru zonse kuti tionetsere munthu aliyense wamphumphu mwa Khristu kuchita ichi ndidzivutitsa ndikuyesetsa monga mwamachitidwe ake akuchita mwa ine ndi mphamvu.
It's very clear our goal of presenting all God's people fully in Christ.
Chimenechi chikutionetsera kuti ntchito yathu utumiki wathu dindo wathu ndikuonetsera anthu onse amene tatumikira amphumphu.
That's our purpose, our drive, our hard work. So we're striving according to the power which mightily works within me. You see, that's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life within us. He really summarizes these things very well. We need to teach. We need to use wisdom and understanding. And I encourage and challenge each of you to take up that task like Paul. This flow is not a tool to make you prideful. It's just like a father doesn't go around and look at his son. You're not a dad. He doesn't go around to other young people. Oh, look at, I'm a dad, you're not. To think that's ridiculous, to do it even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
We're here to serve.
If
I'm a dad, then I'm here to help the young. And this is what we see the Apostle Paul being beaten, working hard, striving hard to do. And Jesus invites us to work along with him in doing the same. I'd like to close in prayer. Can we ask? Can you come and close for us?
Atate mutsina la Yesu Kristu tifuna kukutoko sana kukulemeke sana kukia mikani kukutama ndani ni mulungu wa tuwa mwa kudambuye mavumbulu kusasipu so sama wakati batu pamene muda dituma ndikutisula kudikoza kutumi gila songa kalantu ene mpungo mwa ambuye siko mwa mbili bozera mambale watu po pamene ambuye walibumbulu silanso Zindu zimene zina ambuye iferina ziwala muna tinazilegelera. Mpingo nso unambo kupita kuchile. Pena nso tumamba kutanda ula kumene kuti antu sama kala antoli mbigi tzidwa. Koma kuti mulungu watu malankulana fe motere mulungu kuti mulemekeze. Titandi zenife amene tamva mawiyawa. Kuti tikachoka pano ambuye tikali mbigi tzanso mga kale mpingo jomene mulungu mbibata. Wapesa ambuye jimene jiku soeka pampingu wakuno kumalawi. Gawalari kuru kurean tuakule pa moyo wawo wa usifu. Ambuye antuwa zala mumpingu. Ndiku antuwa tika mawerenga pa sabata nambala yabu ino. Komukono kuringa kalema perekebe ngolo wapasi. Nkani yaga ambuye ya kona pa mene pa kuti feyo. Sini matapu hake ngera ndiku wakuse pa moyo watuntu. Kwa rengera kwa ni mungu wa tomo. Tirikupe mpela ambuye mchina la Yesu Kristu. Kuri muyamba ndine ineyo. Kuri ambuye kwa kala udindo wanga. Mwe wanga watisiku nditisiku. Kujirila umboni. Kualela wantu pamoe wa uzimu. Kuri pamene baka kumanandimu Yesu mamuna wantanda. Ali ensambu yaga nene aleluya. Wapesa mene baka kala chide cheni cheni. Chodu mikire ni mulungu watu wama. Ambuye titandi zene ambuye titokole. Ziko mwakwa mbili kwa jambale watu yu. Amina ambuye mwakala muliku wankula na zisi nisi so sama. Ziko mwakwa mbili kwa jambale watu ya karebanda. Amina ambuye mwakwa mbili kwa jambale watu ya karebanda. Kwa kwa kumiki sana kwa mozi mungu watu. Ndikubwela nga kalepa mozi ndikwana kufuniki lakwa hake. Kulime mbili kwa kumiki sana mulu. Kwa kumiki lani mulungu watu wa mwakwa. Kumbuye ni kumule meke seke mkwe seke mkwa mbili. Ziko mwakwa masiku amene sida luse ya. Tapindula kwa mbili mungu watu. Ndikuwa mpingu waku malawi ulikulakalaka zimenezi mungu watu. Titendi zeni kuli zisango tela bompa. Koma kudinu mutu unikila njira. Kudinu mutu punzitsa. Kudinu mutu langiza. Tisoa mtendere. Ndijo lingajatipa kwa nilitse masopenya mene mungu muda dinamina. Mungu watu inzo soa zambili baba watu. Ziko magunita kuona ninu kudinu niye hova. Mbusa watamenisi litasua gena galipotse. Yehova kumpingo kujanguliswa kwa sambili. Taona kuri inuyo, ninumbusa watu silitasua gena galipotse. Ziko mkuri amene yondema uwanu. Limbikisa niense wa ife. Titendize niense wa ife. Ndipo nitsogoye ni kudungumene mungu muda didanira. Taona adu kumena ambye gaula tumene nali. Tifutse nipamene kutie mba soka tsopa. Kwa mungu watu mene diliku teka gaui. Ingo bempa kudilola anu kudijisomo chifundo ni mtende. zochokera kwani Mulungu Atate mwana mwachenjano cha msimu oyera zikakhale ndiyense wa ife ndikupumula nafe ndikutivumbulutsira ndikutiza kulankhula nafe lero ndikuthai zonse
amen.
This concludes this session.
Uku ndikumaliza kwa phunziro limeneli.
Session 12, The Flow, a Training Manual.
Phunziro la 12 tonanso njira yomwe ija yamakulidwe ndipo zimenezi tona mbuku lophunzitsira.
Learn how to share the spiritual chart with others.
Kuphunzira mmene tikhoza kugawira za njira ya chipulumutso komanso ya kukula muzimu ndi pogawana ndi anzathu.
Initiating spiritual growth in the church.
Kuyambitsa kukula kwa moyo wa uzimu mu mpingo.
By Paul Bucknell.
Ophunzitsa Paul Bucknell.
Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda.
Roderick Banda adamasulira kuchoka ku Chingerezi kupita ku Chichewa.
Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom.
Koma amene adasindikiza zonse ndi Biblical Foundations for Freedom.
www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Kupangitsa kuti choona ndi cha Mulungu chitumikire pakati pa anthu onse mu mbadwe watsopano.